This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, please be reminded, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. You need not bother asking what type of law they specialize in. Full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. You also need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Actually, I'm just making a mental note for myself to reach out to Marketing Director Jeremy Roberts in advance of this week's Todd Wright Tour XXVII at West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They play in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, and they provide gift baskets or gifts for every player. So gift baskets is part of the prize distribution, or as they did at the Todd Wright Tour Championship, providing shirts for everyone in their gift bags. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Can't thank Mike Lentz, Denny Gray, and Papa John's of Tampa Bay for everything they do for me, both from a podcast standpoint, a personal standpoint, and also Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Look forward to seeing Mike Lentz. I'm finding a pattern recently with Denny Gray. It's more seeing him in store and also after work. And with Mike Lentz, it's in store and at my golf tournaments. Two terrific guys. Mike Lentz is the GM of the Papa John's on West Waters. Denny Gray is the store manager of the West Kennedy store closest to my home. Papa John's of Tampa Bay has many locations throughout the Central Florida area and have always been there anytime I have needed something, whether it's for me, for friends, for my golf tournaments, or for the podcasts. And often I don't even need to ask, as Mike Lentz recently offered Papa John's catering in addition to the Hooters food we had at the recent Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 podcast draft. Thanks, Mike Lentz. Thanks, Denny Gray. Thanks, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, the Papadias are still on promotional pricing at just $6, including the new Buffalo Chicken Papadilla. That's Papa John's. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, at ToddWright2020 on Instagram, at ToddWright2020 on Twitter. And if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, and you promise to never ask me to like some other random page, we can be friends. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Recording this mid-afternoon before the late afternoon football games get interesting, as I wanted to kick out a podcast before Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Monday night, with Tampa Bay up on Dallas 3-2 after Dallas survived elimination with a Corey Perry double overtime goal halfway through the second overtime period to prevent the Lightning from winning the 2020 Stanley Cup. And from a Tampa Bay perspective, I wanted to, and was thinking about this really all day in a bit of my escape from thinking about fantasy football and other things related to the National Football League, I thought I would just offer, with the Lightning failing to close the door in Game 5, despite various opportunities and things that went their way in Game 5, yet it's Dallas that wins the game to play another day, survive another game, and when you have a big lead and are one game away from winning any series, let alone the last series to win a championship, in sports that have those best of sevens, the last thing you want to do is give the other team hope. And on top of that, be forced, despite the big series lead, to play a game seven, where all of a sudden now you can be eliminated just like your opponent. So I made a short list, again, from a Lightning perspective, of five names that could do something to prevent a game seven from happening and finish the job, win the championship, unlike what happened in game five. There are varying degrees to these five names, but to me, all five of them have more they can do. Not on this list, anyone on the Lightning's top line. Not Point, not Palat, not Kucherov. They've all done enough to win a championship to this point. I don't question that they can do more, but they're not on this list. Victor Hedman's not on this list. He's done more than enough, and I would expect we'll continue to offer that. And the same goes for defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk. The third line for the Lightning, which went into a bit of a slump, has been awakened recently. That third line of Gord and Coleman and Gaudreau. So the names that I'm bringing up, even if none of these names do anything more, Palat, Kucherov, Point, Hedman, Shattenkirk, the third line, and a number of others will have done enough to get all the names I'm about to mention on the cup. But I'm going to bring up five names that I think could do a little bit more. And I think it's fair to say, if they have more to give, game six would be a good time to give it. In alphabetical order, the first name is John Cooper. John, if you've got another card to play, if there's something you can do from a coaching standpoint, whether you plan it or whether it is reactive or you do it on the fly, it could have a real impact in a game six and put your team over the top to win a championship. I don't know what that is, but I've seen a number of championship coaches get credit for making a key move or doing something significant in a one-game scenario, which we are treating game six for the purpose of this podcast, to finish the job. Coach Cooper, if you have that, now would be the time. In alphabetical order, I will go through the rest of this list. We started with Coach Cooper, and we'll go next to Tyler Johnson, who I don't think has done very much in the last three rounds to help the Lightning win the championship. In the Stanley Cup final, he has no points. He is a minus one. His 123 shifts in the five games of the Stanley Cup finals, to me, have produced only the nine hits that he registered in game three. Game five was his worst, because he not only missed a chance in overtime to win the cup and be remembered as the guy with the game-winning overtime goal to win the Stanley Cup, but he also went 0-for-5 on faceoffs in a game where Dallas was incredibly good, which went against everything else in this series about faceoffs being even. Dallas was tremendous on faceoffs, and Tyler Johnson was the worst of the Lightning players. Johnson combined in the last three series, Boston, New York, Dallas, has totaled one goal and two assists. That's your number two line on a prolific scoring team where you roll four? I'll admit, when I see Johnson on the ice, often I just watch him to see him do nothing except skate in open space. So if Tyler Johnson actually wants to contribute, Game 6 would be a pretty good time to do so. Next on my list is Pat Maroon. I understand what the acquisition of Maroon meant, and it was something I called for last year when, again, John Cooper said on behalf of the entire organization that they did something by doing nothing at the trade deadline, which I still want him or anyone with the Lightning organization to explain to me what that statement meant. Because based on the results against Columbus, it looked pretty frickin' arrogant. Now, since then, the Lightning have corrected a lot of their mistakes that they made the previous season. That's why they're a game away from winning the Stanley Cup instead of dodging questions about why they couldn't win a game in the playoffs. Pat Maroon was one of those brought in, and I firmly believe Maroon has played his role very well. But he's on my list because I don't know if you noticed, but guys with Stanley Cup, all that Stanley Cup experience on the other side, those veteran type players who have been through the wars, they're the reason Tampa Bay isn't celebrating already. Pavelski and Perry. Now, Pavelski hasn't won a cup, but there's no U.S.-born player who has scored more goals in postseason play. And he didn't even want to acknowledge that after the Game 4 loss. But he's been to the Cup Finals. Corey Perry has won the Stanley Cup as part of an awesome line with the Anaheim Ducks. Pavelski and Perry, at various times in these Stanley Cup playoffs, have not only meant something to the room for the Dallas Stars, but they've had an impact on the ice as well. Those two guys, as much as anyone, are why Dallas is still alive in the Stanley Cup final. So if Pat Maroon is that type of player, despite the fact he has a total of one goal in the bubble, one, and he has one assist since September 7th, he's a minus three in this year's final. Even on the winning Blues last year, he was a minus five. But if Pavelski can do it, and if Corey Perry out of nowhere can do it, maybe Maroon can do more on the ice than fire a puck into the Stars' bench at the end of a period and take a stupid 10-minute misconduct call as he did end of second period in Game 3 and knock the Lightning down to 10 forwards. Game 6 would be the time for that. Number 4 on my list is Steven Stamkos. Steven Stamkos had a storybook return to the Lightning by being active, taking two shifts, scoring on his first shot and providing the Lightning an amazing, intangible, inspirational lift in the middle of this Stanley Cup final. But what does it mean if the Lightning don't win another game? If the Lightning lose Game 6 and they lose Game 7, how will the Stamkos goal and under 3 minutes of playing time be remembered? Is it storybook anymore? What does it really mean? If in fact Stamkos has more shifts in him, chances are he may have another goal in him. If Steven Stamkos can do anything close to that again, Game 6 would be a good time for it. And the final name on the list, and if you've been listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, you know how this podcast was going to end. And yes, I arranged names in alphabetical order so I could end with this name. Andre Vasilevsky, more than anyone else, can win the Stanley Cup in Game 6. All he has to do is what I've called him out for weeks that he's never done, but that other elite or top goaltenders who win championships have shown they can do. Goaltenders like Brodeur, Hobby Bullen, Holtby 2 years ago, Binnington last year. And I've given you plenty of other examples. The tally is now 52 postseason starts for this Vezina Trophy winner, considered by many to be one of, if not the best, goaltender in the league right now. He has no postseason shutouts. In addition, how often does he give up a cheap goal in the first period that literally gets the opponent in the game? Why is that? I still remember sitting in Amalie Arena when Alexander Ovechkin's first shot went right by him as Vasilevsky was slow to move from post to post, when every goaltender in the league knows that's Ovechkin's spot. Ball game. Game 7 was over. Lightning were done. Blew a 3-2 lead in those Eastern Conference Finals as Vasilevsky gave up a quick goal to start the game. It seems to happen all the time. Perhaps if he can prevent that, he can do what he seemingly can't do, which is carry his team on his back by pitching the shutout he's never registered in the postseason and, as a trusted friend of mine said, slam the door shut. If you don't let anything buy you in Game 6, you win the cup. So that's my list of five. We'll see if any of those five actually have any of the things I talked about to support the efforts of everyone else, who I would say in varying degrees have done enough to put their name on the cup. Maybe it'll be just those other guys, maybe just the number one line, maybe just Hedman and Shattenkirk, who will do enough to push the Lightning to that 16th win. Getting whatever is left from the five names I just gave you, that could do it too. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, and, of course, by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the original podcast sponsor of mine 5 years ago, as well as providing catering and prizes to all Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Enjoy Game 6. We'll talk to you next time.